birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, Senior Medical Contributor to Fox News Channel, and Physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, Attorney to the Stars, and Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, welcome into hour number two. And on Tuesdays, the only night we have the bonus hour, we like to talk about relationships. I mean, if you're going to bring back New York from the pit of despair that we were in for the last 18 months, you're going to have to do it, you know, on all fronts: financial, travel, legal, medical, fun. And thanks again to everybody that came out on Friday night last week for the Big Hunt and Fish broadcast for Broadway. But tonight we add, for only the third time, I think, the bonus hour and deal with relationships. And Eileen Fisher of Elite Connections International is back with us. And Eileen, tonight you were prepping earlier in the day and you said, Kev, we've got to talk about one of the big controversies of men and women since men and women have been here on this planet. And that, I think, is summed up best in this clip from a very famous movie. Take a listen.
Can't a man say a woman is attractive without it being a come on? All right. Let's just say, just for the sake of argument, that it was a come on. What do you want me to do about it? I take it back, okay? I take it back.
You can't take it back.
Why not?
Because it's already out there.
Oh, geez, what are we supposed to do? Call the cops? It's already out there.
Just let it lie, okay?
Great, let it lie. That's my policy. That's what I always say. Let it lie. Want to spend a night in a motel? See what I did? I didn't let it lie.
Harry.
I said I would, and then I didn't.
Harry.
I went the other way.
Harry.
What?
We are just going to be friends, okay?
Great, friends. It's the best thing. You realize, of course, that we could never be friends.
Why not?
What I'm saying is, and this is not a come on in any way, shape, or form, is that men and women can't be friends because the sex part always gets in the way.
And there you go. The classic setup from When Harry Met Sally. Can men and women ever be friends? The argument will go on forever. Eileen Fisher, welcome back to Tuesday Night.
Thanks, Kevin, so much. You know, last week, Kevin, first of all, thank you again for having me here. But, you know, last week, I couldn't get over the fact that you said to me how my boyfriend goes to Pilates class and they're all women there. So I had to leave and I was like, wow, is he going to Pilates like to meet women or something? Is that like a thing?
I never implied that that's why he was doing it. I want to be very clear. You drew that assumption on your own. I just, you know, I don't know any men that take Pilates. That's just, you know, an aside. That's
right. But Kevin, I had to ask him this question. I said to him, like, he has a lot of women as friends. And I said to myself, can women and men be friends? So he tried to explain it to me like this, Kevin. He said to me that his like gym group of girls is like a soccer or like a gym team. And they're like a team and they all hang together and they whatever, and they don't look at it like that. And I started laughing because I was thinking to myself, so there's no tension between any of them. So tonight I'm out and I'm at a restaurant and I walk in with my girlfriend, Kevin, and there's probably about 10 guys there. And one guy, you walk in, Kevin, he goes, "Stop, I'm married, don't hit on me." And then there's this one guy that
those words just came out of his mouth like nothing else happened.
Where?
He just barfed those words right out.
He said, "Don't hit on me, I'm married." And then to my girlfriend, it's like Lebanese, and he's like, "You two are attractive and whatever." And I'm like, "Mate, all these guys are trouble except for this one guy." And then one guy's name was Ryan. And Kevin, when I tell you, he was married, divorced, met the love of his life, kind of like, you know, like your story, like came unexpected, the nicest guy. And he was sincere. this guy wasn't looking for anything wrong. He was a Florida guy. He wasn't looking for, like, can you be friends or not friends? So I really and truly feel that, and myself as a woman who have a lot of woman friends, I think it's very hard for men and women to be friends because I think one has tension for the other.
Well, let's talk this through the whole night tonight and take phone calls on it, because I'd love to know what listeners think. 877-970-2999. Can men and women just be friends? Is it different from differing points of view? If you're a woman, do you believe that men look at it differently for a certain reason? Do you believe men look at it differently than you do, period? What's the real answer to this question? Because going back to the When Harry Met Sally clip, this has been one of the most argued about points in all of life that has ever been discussed, and that is, can men and women truly be friends? 877-970-2999. But I want to make sure I'm understanding you correctly, Eileen Fisher. You're saying that you do not believe that it is possible for men and women to be friends because of the tension.
I think there's always tension. I think that you can be friends, but I think that some way, I feel, Kevin, and you and I have spoken about this, that your partner should be your best friend. If you're single, it's even worse to be best friends with girls, you know, but if you're married and your friends are girls, I don't know, your best friend should be your spouse or your girlfriend or boyfriend, not your friend from your gym class. And I think if so, then that person should look into their relationship or their marriage where they're saying that their gym buddy is their best friend. Because to me, what makes a relationship is being best friends with your partner.
Yeah. Well, and I think we've talked about this in the past, but in life, for relationships are going to make it. You're going to have all kinds of things thrown your way, and you're going to have financial trouble, and there's going to be political turmoil, and there's going to be economic issues that change. You're going to have, if you raise kids, you're going to have differences over how to discipline and what faith to raise them in, and all kinds of other things. And if you're not in moderate agreement on like about 80% of that stuff, you're going to spend more time, in my opinion, fighting about it than actually living the life that you would like to live doing it. So I think going back to the whole matchmaker thing, I think that's why having good qualities kind of on paper for what you're looking for before you even get to chemistry is really going to be kind of all important, especially for people that are like, I don't want to play around anymore. I want to find somebody that I can really be with.
You know, this one man I was talking tonight from Florida, he was married 29 years, and he was telling me, well, him and his wife have, you know, a non-very active sex life. And I said, well, have you ever left her a note anywhere? Have you ever, like, just looked over him when you're watching Netflix saying, I get to be myself with her? And I try to teach my clients, Kevin, that, like, it's not only about chemistry from your body chemistry going off. It has to be your body chemistry from your heart. So the key thing from the body chemistry from the heart is knowing that you guys are both there for each other and to take care of each other. And that's called friendship. It's like, for me, it's like my girlfriends, they're there. There should not be my boyfriend, you, your wife, should not have another girl as a best friend, because that's the core to any relationship. And I feel very, very strong on that. Because as you get older, things change. And what do you have left is friendship, Kevin.
Well, and that's what I was looking for. I wanted to find somebody I could grow old with, and we'd still laugh at each other's kind of funny, quirky jokes and, you know, read the same weird books and watch the same weird movies and get a kick out of it all. The more commonality that I think you have in all areas of life, the greater the likelihood, the chances are that you're going to find compatibility. I think commonality can lead to compatibility a lot of times. We're talking about relationships and the big idea of whether or not men and women can be friends. If so, what kind of friends? Can they be best friends? Can they just be acquaintances? I mean, I'm certainly friendly with many, many women professionally and even personally in our circle of friends, but I would not list any of them as like my close buddies, my close friends. Right. When I'm going through stuff, I pick up a phone. I call my dudes, and we deal with it that way. 877-970-2999 if you want to join the discussion. 877-970-2999. A little bit later, red flags you should look for when finding that mate. Stay with us.
At am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Want to take a stab at investing but don't know where to go? Check out B4IPO, 424-355-8135. They're a network that can connect you with funds that have pre-IPO opportunities. The nature of this high-tech industry has completely changed. The pre-IPOs introduced by B4IPO members involve companies that are permanently changing the way of the world. For more information, give them a call at 424-355-8135. This network allows potential clients to learn as much as possible about the companies they are looking to invest in and have access to the B4IPO team and their views of those private companies. B4IPO will introduce you to private companies in both the early and late stages of development. Get ahead of the game with B4IPO. For more information, give them a call at 424-355-8135. That number again is 424-355-8135. Or email them at info@be4ipo.net.
Charlie Kirk believes we're seeing the decline of America.
Right now, there are hundreds of people that run your country, run our military, run our government, that are kind of like, what's the big deal if we lose? Who cares if it's humiliating? What's important is whether or not we get paid. What's important is whether or not my child goes to Harvard. I mean, we do that all the time. That's all we've done is lose over the last 30 years. And we get promoted while doing it.
The Charlie Kirk Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard.
Last month, an absolute landslide of you made the switch to Pure Talk. You were chained to overpriced unlimited plans from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, then finally decided to make the switch because you know that Pure Talk saves the average family, get this, it's the truth, over $800 a year without having to sacrifice coverage. So this is what I think you should do, and do what I did. Switch to Pure Talk. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigabytes of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. Experience why Pure Talk is the highest rated wireless company by Consumer Affairs, why they're the preferred wireless partner of AMAC. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Dennis Prager, and you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250 and say Dennis Prager. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Want to listen to AM 970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts all in one place. Just search AM 970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM 970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka is done messing around.
We have got to get a flamethrower out. We have got to turn the corrupt bureaucracy into a sheet of glass so that America is democratic, is representative, is a republic once more. It's time to get serious.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Ben Shapiro at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM970TheAnswer.com.
You can't sleep. You can't eat. There's no doubt you're in deep.
Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Another kiss is that men and women can't be friends because the sex part always gets in the way.
That's not true. I have a number of men friends and there is no sex involved.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You only think you do.
You're saying I'm having sex with these men without my knowledge?
No, what I'm saying is they all want to have sex with you.
They do not.
Do too.
They do not.
Do too.
How do you know?
Because no man can be friends with a woman that he finds attractive. He always wants to have sex with her.
So you're saying that a man can be friends with a woman he finds unattractive?
No, you pretty much want to nail him, too.
All right, there you go. The honest truth from Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan, again, in the classic scene. But, you know, one of the most interesting things, Eileen, about that whole frame of mind is that there's a very intense conversation I need to have with my bride and my daughter before she gets married, because this is really the DNA of how men and women work. I mean, all the funny parts aside, men and women are fundamentally wired differently. Men are
so
driven by visual attraction. Women are more driven by relational aspects. And when you don't understand it, then there's a lot of problems that come along. And if we just simply understood some of this, some heartbreaks wouldn't happen.
You know, Kevin, let me tell you one thing. I can read men amazing, and I wish it wasn't my gift, but it is. And the guys that I talked to tonight, this guy Ryan tonight, I knew right away was not one of those guys that are one of the people that look at a woman and would be like, oh my God, I want her. And then there was this other guy there, the real Italian guy, who's a numbers guy, really charming guy. But you knew, Kevin, he was going to girl, and whichever one he can get, he could get. But what I love is there are a very small amount of men who understand the loyalty, like yourself, about being understanding what your spouse, your partner means to you. And this weekend, I explained to my boyfriend that he called a girl his best friend. And it bothered me, Kevin, because that's your partner's job. Now, men and women, when I talk to you, Kevin, we're business people. But men look at women as, you're an object. And for me, women look at men as, can they be a potential? And it's not a man's fault that they look at women in a different way. But it's very hard for men not to look at women as a number. And as a matchmaker, again, Kevin, as the first thing I told you, the key thing to any relationship, and this other man who's from Florida tonight, who was married 29 years, nice looking man, was saying he's married 29 years. And you know what I said to him, Kevin? When was the last time you left your wife a note? When was the last time you sat in front of watching Netflix and looked over and said, I can grow old with this woman? And there's always someone prettier, someone thinner, and someone richer, someone poorer. But Kevin, we're getting older, and friendship is everything. And being comfortable, because there's always that, like when Harry met Sally, that oomph. But what does it matter, Kevin? That one thing, you got the woman, you got the man. That's not what's gonna keep you happy.
Well, no, and the message of that film ultimately is that they had to be best friends in order to make the romance work. I hope I'm not spoiling it for anybody that hasn't seen it. Surely everyone has seen When Harry Met Sally. By the way, Eileen is the New York coordinator for Elite Connections International, and you can access her matchmaking skills by going to eliteconnections.com or by dialing the office at 800-923-4200. But I think those hardwired differences, Eileen, are both the kind of the bane of the relationship, but they can also be some of the most exciting aspects of it. Because if men understand that women are motivated by a different type of motivation than what they are motivated by, and learn how to speak that, learn how to motivate in that way, they can actually receive a lot of reciprocal love coming back the other way. But you know what that requires? You have to invest your time in learning how to speak the language of the other person.
Kevin, what do I tell you? Languages of love. And this man, Ryan, tonight, who was on his second marriage, was telling me about that, and he got it. He understood that you have to love a woman in a certain way. I tell my boyfriend, and I think you're exactly the same way I am, Kevin, that through everything you learn, you have to communicate. And I tell all my clients that everyone is looking for a certain type of laws of attraction. And sex is sex. Everyone's attracted to the prettier woman, whatever. That's not satisfying enough. It goes away. And I try to teach everyone that when you're out there think about the respect for others. Think about that first phone call you're going to make. The job of a relationship, and I think you and your bride do this, that Amy probably does it for you, you guys take care of each other. That's what you want. And I hope that's what you have, Kevin, and I know you do. And it's so rare you meet people, Kevin, like you and I. I've got divorced, and I'm proud of myself for doing a very hard thing and my journey, but I found a wonderful man who will and is my phone call. The guy tonight, a rarity to find a guy who has four kids and says how he appreciates everything he has. And the key thing, if you listen to everything, Kevin, is being someone's friend and realizing there's a line between your Pilates friends and respecting your partner.
I'm telling you, you got to get rid of those Pilates friends. I don't know. I don't know what that's all about, but it doesn't sound normal to me. No, your boyfriend sounds like a perfectly nice guy. But if some stranger just walked up to me on the street and said, "Hey, yeah, I'm taking Pilates," I'm like, oh, "Okay, who's in the class?" That's that would be what would go through my head. By the way, if you want to join the conversation, 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. We've posted this question. Do you think it is possible for men and women to be friends? And Eileen has said expressly that she does not believe that that is likely. I've had this same conversation with a lot of guy friends over the years, and I am still surprised to this day at how many of them will consistently defend and defend and defend. Once the women in the relationship know the actual relationship math, I think that there would be less of this kind of playing around. But you know, there's a reason why they're called players, right? It's 'cause they're still trying to play the game, so to speak, if you will. And going back to what Eileen was saying and what the kind of gist of those two clips from When Harry Met Sally always pulls out is that if you want satisfying relationships, don't play the games. Be genuine. Be real. Be honest. Keep your word. Have integrity. Do that kind of stuff. And that doesn't mean you've been a perfect example of that your whole life, but start tomorrow. Start working on it now. So that the next opportunity that you have, if you run into something that actually means something and you think, hey, I really want this person around forever and a day, they have reason to believe that you will be, in fact, the kind of person that deserves to have them around forever and a day. All right. Our phone lines are open, 877-970-2999. We will take your call and continue with relationships here on Relationship Night, Radio Night Live. Coming right back.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Maybe, what, 5 years? Truth is, there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. That can do it, getting older, which is why I'm so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total numbers of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order their three-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95. About a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain, too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. So go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-583-84, 800-583-84.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
It's mostly clear, 72 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. Google is making the largest purchase of office space in the U.S. since the coronavirus pandemic started, Scott Pringle reports.
Google is buying waterfront office space at Hudson Square in Manhattan. It's a more than $2 billion deal that will be completed in 2023. Torrance Boone is with the tech giant.
Google's success here is reliant on New York's energy, creativity, world-class talent. It's what keeps us rooted here.
Mayor de Blasio says the investment marks an enormous step for the city's recovery. Now, despite Google's expansion in the Big Apple, the company is allowing many of its employees to work from home permanently, but some would have to take a pay cut. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
A New York City teenager is likely to plead guilty in the murder of Barnard College student Tessa Majors. It was December 11th of 2019 when Majors was robbed and fatally stabbed inside Morningside Park in Upper Manhattan. 16-year-old Luciana Lewis is reportedly cooperating with prosecutors and plans to plead guilty to second-degree murder as well as several other charges. In sports, it is the Mets and the Red Sox in Fenway Park in Boston, scoreless in the bottom of the second inning at Yankee Stadium. Yankees lead Texas 1-0 there in the bottom of the second. Time to check the traffic now on the George Washington Bridge. Minor delays, no problem through the Lincoln or the Holland Tunnels. Alternate side parking ruled suspended again tomorrow for religious observance. On the FDR Drive, the ramps northbound at 42nd and southbound at 49th closed for police activity. Heavy residual delays on the Whitestone Bridge coming back into Queens as we have a stalled vehicle now cleared. You now know how not to go. Weather, clouds tonight, low 65 to 70. Cloudy tomorrow, showers develop late in the day, high near 80. Scattered showers tomorrow night, and then Thursday, scattered showers once again, high 75 to 80 degrees. I'm Dave Banning, AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't like nobody but me. No one but me.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
All right, we have had some trouble with the phone lines. Evidently, some of you tried to call in when we gave that phone number out, 877-970-2999, and evidently you couldn't get through. So we're working on that, I think. I hope our engineer, Andy and group, are working on this. We've had this problem, I think, for like 6 months. So this is really, really kind of interesting. But let's try to get that fixed. We're talking relationships on the Relationship Bonus Hour here on Radio Night Live. And the big question for the night is, can men and women be truly friends? And Eileen Fisher is back with us. And Eileen, you've come out very clearly saying that it's probably up to no good.
Kevin, can you hear me? I'm sorry. I'm having problems.
Yes, we can hear you now.
Tonight.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Our Zoom isn't working.
So I can tell that Eileen's talking, but we don't have a way of getting her through to the. I can see her microphone actually working right now. Okay. So 877-970-2999, if you want to call in, we can take your phone call if the phone lines work, and otherwise, I guess we can talk about relationships. I was actually just perusing some headlines in the break. And, you know, it's interesting when people get to different ages, there's you know, different things that kind of come about in the relational aspect of life, right? So when you're young, it's oftentimes about chemistry. It's oftentimes about attraction. It's oftentimes about kind of all these intangibles that, you know, make you feel even better about yourself because you're with someone who is a certain look or age or financial capability or whatever. But Time Magazine published a very interesting piece. When was this? This was just a couple of days ago, actually. And it was titled, Why Older Couples Don't Need Marriage to Have Great Relationships. And this was all about how when people are at an advanced age, there's a different sense of what they want that relationship to be. And they found, to Eileen's point earlier in the show, that when you have deep, meaningful friendships that go deep and that are very important in terms of the relational aspect, companionship, the ability to communicate, the ability to have a certain degree of meaning in the interaction with each other, that is something that kind of outweighs. So what Time Magazine did is they took a look at some of these things. The Bowling Green sociologist that put it together is named Susan Brown, and she said the following. Older adults are at the forefront of family change. She said between 1990 and 2010, divorce rates for people after age 50 doubled, and she says they remain at record levels. The result, there are more older singles. Whether they find each other online, at the gym, or at the church, they are pairing up in unprecedented numbers and in untraditional ways. Remarriage rates are over 50, have remained steady, Brown says, but cohabitation in that age group has more than quadrupled between 2000 and 2020. Numbers on LAT's long-term committed couples living apart together are scarce, but sociologist Hu Jing Wu of the University of Western Ontario found that in 2011, unmarried but partnered adults from Wisconsin over the age of 50, about a third were these living apart together relationships. So it speaks to the thing that we started the show off with, which is that you can have all of the kind of happy talk and the attraction and all the other stuff. When it comes down to it, what people are looking for is that meaningful connection. And I know that's one of the reasons why Eileen and the entire team at Elite Connections would love for you to connect with them. If you're in that age group, by the way, because she was just telling us about a client that she took on last week in her 70s, they would be glad to help you. Elite Connections International, you can find them online at eliteconnections.com. You can also call them at 800-923-4200, 800-923-4200. And you could connect, just ask for the New York office when you call that number, because that's the general number and they have offices all across the country. But you could also leave the information through the website, because you have the ability to request a consultation. You can leave your basic contact information and give them a little bit of an idea of what you're looking for by way of a long-term partner as well. But again, the phone number, 800-923-4200. Or eliteconnections.com, all one word, eliteconnections.com. And just for what it's worth, and I think this is important to point out, Elite Connections, they're the real deal. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And I think that is, like I said, again, worth noting. Maybe you've seen Elite Connections ads in the...
homeowners, that means your home has more equity. With today's high cost of living, your monthly debts are higher, and your ability to save money is tougher than ever before. That's why you should contact Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage now to review your cash out refinance options. If you have credit card debt, home improvement projects, or just need more savings, this may be your last chance to take advantage of today's low interest rates. Andrew and Todd can help you get cash out while rates are at historical lows. Go to andrewandtodd.com, fill out their simple form for a quick mortgage checkup, or call 888 888- 1172. Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage can help you get back to financial security. Go to andrewandtodd.com or call 888-888-1172, 888-888-1172.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New Jersey Army National Guard. Aired by the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and this station.
Charlie Kirk believes we are seeing the decline of America.
Right now, there are hundreds of people that run your country, run our military, run our government, that are kind of like, what's the big deal if we lose? Who cares if it's humiliating? What's important is whether or not we get paid. What's important is whether or not my child goes to Harvard. I mean, we do that all the time. That's all we've done is lose over the last 30 years. And we get promoted while doing it.
The Charlie Kirk Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer may be yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated, and it can last a lifetime. Up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental disorder that requires a comprehensive approach to treatment. Learn more at moretoadhd.com. This message brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
Your business is ready for a reboot, a recharge. The way our companies operate has changed. Adapting to the changes hasn't been easy, but never more important to succeed. Many of the digital resources available have helped overcome obstacles your business is facing, but are you using the full potential of every one of them? That's where Salem Surround can help. Your business needs to use digital tools more than ever to stay in touch with customers, making buying decisions right now and for the future. Will they consider or even know about you? The marketing team at Salem Surround gives you the tools needed to stand out and be visible to current and potential customers online right now looking for what you do. We'll design a plan that targets and surrounds customers with proven marketing strategies. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your marketing plan and see how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Of all the boys, 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 boys,
and now
boys,
back to boys, Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin boys, McCullough.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've
all right, it's a relationship night, and everybody cross your fingers and toes and hope against hope that our phone lines hold up for the next 16 minutes. I can now, Eileen. Welcome back. Hey, before we lost that time, we were going to talk tonight about the red flags to look for when you're trying to scope out a new relationship. What would some of those, like maybe the top five red flags be?
Right. So I always say red flags is when someone always says like their past relationships were so, when someone's saying everything was so amazing. Watch out for that. That means they're covering something. I always say that a red flag is when someone's not consistent. You know, if someone's asking you out and then all of a sudden there's days that pass and they pop back in. You want consistency and communication. The only way a relationship can build is through communication, like a friendship. Both take work. And a relationship is like a job, Kevin. It's work. I also think a red flag is when somebody
Let's slow down to go fast. Let's slow down here to go fast. So the first one you said was if they idolize the past relationships almost to the extent that they're idolizing it more than the one that they're in. I would agree with that. Because you kind of start to feeling, you start feeling after a while like, well, why am I here? If that was so good, why aren't you in that relationship anymore? So that one makes a lot of sense to me. And then the communication thing, like,
You know what? I've never understood this. Why would people think that they would even get to be in a relationship if they're going to, like, say hi one day and ignore them the next? It seems to me like people that do that, that should be a very serious red flag, because they're probably not looking out for your best interest in the result.
That's right. And another big red flag, Kevin, is when someone gets in really hot and heavy, because hot and heavy is bad. Too, like they always say that, too fast, too soon. You know, you want to go in gradually to get to know someone. You know, I always say of getting to know someone, and it's the truth. You know, and you got it. It could be hot and heavy. I mean, Kevin, I told my boyfriend, like, I think I loved him after 2 months, whatever. But I do. But the point is that I'm still getting to know him, who he is. But I love him because he's a wonderful human. But the point is that understand that the person who you met the first month is not going to be the person you know in 6 months. So a red flag is to keep your eyes open. And everyone closes their eyes when you start seeing something because you don't want to see it. So I say something, a major red flag is not keeping your eyes open to all the little flags.
That makes total sense. And I've talked to so many people over the years, Eileen, that they, you know, when a relationship goes bad, they look back and they say, you know what, I saw this coming. And sometimes their friends say, yeah, we all saw this coming. But you didn't want to hear it, and sometimes you don't want to admit it to yourself. But the little things mean something. Like if you're with a person and they have a type of behavior around other people that bothers you, don't say, you know, I'm going to overlook that for the welfare of the relationship. I would say if it really bothers you, address it. Ask, you know, if this is a consistent issue with them, and if it's something that you can't get past, that's probably a deal breaker.
That's right. And again, Kevin, I used one on the red flag. You know, I always have text. You can answer a text. And I think it's a big red flag if someone doesn't get back to you because they're too busy. Nobody is too busy when they're in the bathroom, Kevin, to answer a text when they're at work. It's very funny how people have time to look at Instagram, but they can't answer somebody. And I think that's very important. I also think when you're dating someone, a big red flag is if they're still on Bumble and all that stuff. Watch out for that. Make sure, you know, your relationship status is exactly even. I just changed my Facebook status to in a relationship. Kevin, I can't believe how many people commented. I was like, oh, my God, all I did was change my Facebook status. But you want to be on the same page together.
How do you feel, Eileen, about access to your partner's DMs or private messages or things like that? There's a term that the kids use now called sliding into my DMs, which is kind of code language for people that want to, you know, flirt with you or talk with you, even though they know that you're not really on the market.
Right. I think the best line is I told my boyfriend, anytime, I don't want to look at your phone. I just want to know that anytime if I ever looked at your phone, don't disrespect me. Don't make me look stupid because I won't do that to you, and have the respect of that. And that should be the only thing, Kevin, because you know what that line comes down to? Trust.
Yeah. Well, and I've seen actual couples that, like, will have a single Facebook account for both of them, and then they both use it or they both, you know, check on it from time to time, which kind of builds some degree of safety into it, because if someone's going to be tempted to say something that they shouldn't say to one of them, they're not going to know if, you know, who's going to read it on the other end, so that's going to be less likely to have some inappropriate stuff there.
Life is full of temptation. Life is full of finding someone pretty or thinner and everything. And I circle back to the original statement. Someone, the same way I'm friends with my same sex friends, my girlfriends, I respect them. I'm not going to do something disrespectful to them. That should be the same value you have in the relationship with your partner. I'm not going to write a text about my girlfriend bad that she may see. So it's all about respect of the partner and the friendship.
I think that is well said. Okay, any other red flags that you advise people against in these next couple of minutes before we go to our final break?
The most simple red flag, when you meet someone and your gut is telling you to stay away and you have to fight too hard for it, get away. Get away. Get away. You know, Kevin, I don't lie to anyone. I had a relationship with someone before my boyfriend now. I knew at the beginning he wasn't for me. And it got great. My red flags at the beginning told me it wasn't right, and it really never wasn't, but it was something I wanted. So I use my example to tell people at the beginning, if it doesn't feel right, it's not right. It's not
pay attention.
Right.
You're just saying pay attention to your instincts, and that those instincts can serve you very well. All right, when we come back, it's the dating tip or the relationship tip for the week. It's the Matchmaker Memo with none other than Eileen Fisher. When we continue, and again, if you want to enlist her services, she is a matchmaker, eliteconnections.com, and I'll give you the phone number where you can call her office tomorrow when we come back. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for townhall.com. The New York Fed just announced that consumer fear of inflation is up yet again. For 10 consecutive months now, consumers have expressed their growing concern and expectation of rising consumer prices. Inflation expectations are now at an all-time high of 5.2%. That's about twice the rate that we've gotten used to. We all know who inflation hurts. The poor, who spend a high proportion of their income on necessities of life. Retirees on a fixed income. Savers who are getting almost zero on their savings accounts while price hikes cannibalize their purchasing power. But we seldom ask, who does inflation help? Answer, the ruling class, the elites, both government branch and the financial branch. Monetary expansion allows the government to continue spending, and those who get the money first are the biggest winners. Inflation is bad for the country in general, but like other crony economics, somebody benefits. Otherwise, no one would be pushing for it.
Want to take a stab at investing but don't know where to go? Check out B4IPO, 424-355-8135. They're a network that can connect you with funds that have pre-IPO opportunities. The nature of this high-tech industry has completely changed. The pre-IPOs introduced by B4IPO members involve companies that are permanently changing the way of the world. For more information, give them a call at 424-355-8135. This network allows potential clients to learn as much as possible about the companies they are looking to invest in and have access to the B4IPO team and their views of those private companies. B4IPO will introduce you to private companies in both the early and late stages of development. Get ahead of the game with B4IPO. For more information, give them a call at 424-355-8135. That number again is 424-355-8135. Or email them at info@be4ipo.net.
Relief Factor. Pain relief that's real. Pain relief that works. Pain relief that rid me of my lower back pain that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. And I am pain-free and have been now for more than 2.5 years. But it's not just me. It's tens of thousands of Americans across the country. People like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Just those two words, pain-free, should be reason enough for you to order the 3-week quick starter pack right now. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Taking morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384. Go to relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
The Ben Shapiro Show. Weekdays at 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. on AM970. The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, so glad to have you with us. And this bonus relationship hour every week, we are hopeful that it will help you. We actually did get some phone calls tonight on our question, which we weren't able to take because of the technical problems with our phone bank. So I'm not going to we'll revisit the Can Men and Women Be Friends poll. We'll take those calls next week or the week following, depending on when we're able to get back to the microphone live. Because I am interested in how people see that question and whether or not they can convince me otherwise. But I don't think that they can be, not in the deepest, most intimate mm-hmm. sense of what friendships are. But Eileen Fisher, this is your turn for the Matchmaker Memo. It's where you give us a tip about how to make our relationships more meaningful, more fruitful, a positive thing that we can do to make ourselves maybe even a better partner this week. What's your suggestion?
I think you should look at whoever enters your life and close your eyes and picture yourself 10 years from now, not today. And can you see yourself sitting on a couch, watching Netflix, and being okay, even if they're having gas? But can you be happy? For the moment, when you walk in a restaurant or a bar down the street, you see some pretty, thinner, handsome, whatever, they're not your friend. So what I say is find your best friend. Want to hold that person's hand until the day you die.
I love that because deeply, deeply inside of my love for my bride is that's the most important thing. Yeah, she's given me, you know, three great kids, and we love to go and have fun, do dates and all the rest. But at the end of the day, she's told me again and again that she wants to grow old with me, and she hasn't gotten tired of me yet. So that is all really, that's the goal. Just don't get tired of me. I don't want to wear you out before I'm gone. Anyway, Eileen, always great to have you with us. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Well, we made it through the technical issues and all, and tomorrow night, we talk wellness. We've got Dr. Nicole Sapphire back, the OG on Wellness Night, hoping that you'll join us then. And we may also talk with someone else about the nursing crisis in America, because there's real concern that nurses are disappearing from hospitals because they've just had too much of stress and all the rest that they have faced in the COVID era. If that's in fact turning out to be the case, then we've got a big public health issue. We need to talk about that. So we may discuss that. We've also got Dr. Nicole Sapphire, and who knows what'll pop up on Wellness Night. So we hope you'll join us tomorrow night right here on Radio Night Live on AM 970 The Answer.